All right, guys, what's going on? Welcome to today's Instant Reaction Podcast. Of course, we are presented by Carl Chevrolet, located at The Rock in Ankeny. Head to Carl Chevrolet for all of your car buying needs. There's a big sale going on right now. It's a little yucky outside, but it's an elite type sale going on at Carl Chevrolet. That's happening this minute. We'll tell you more about that here momentarily. Iowa State loses today to Texas Tech 80-73. And it's an odd game to have. It's funny. I was just talking to a buddy of mine, Wes, and he came up, and he's a huge Cyclone fan and one of the best guys you'll ever meet. It says, you know, Chris, I've been coming to games here since the 70s, and I'm not sure I ever wanted to win a game so badly. And I think what he meant by that is that team today, despite a loss, was not the same team we saw on Wednesday at West Virginia or the team at Texas. I mean, you could see that team had healed. And it's not perfect. There's still a long way to go, and I think you could point at a lot of reasons why Iowa State could have and maybe should have won today. But that team played really hard. They gutted it out, and they were beaten by a better basketball team today. Tech deserves to win the Big 12. Chris Beard is one of the most underrated coaches in the country, and Tech flat out made shots down the stretch, and they were nails down the stretch. So you take your hat off to Texas Tech. They're ranked eighth for a reason, and they're going to be a 2 seed in the NCAA tournament. But, you know, I don't think people left Hilton today, at least the majority, upset that Iowa State lost today. I mean, they were upset that they lost, but they weren't upset for the same reasons like they were on Wednesday. And I think even on last Saturday, a week from Saturday, where there was clearly effort issues, chemistry issues that bled onto the floor, all that. That, to me, looked like it was repaired on Saturday in the loss to Texas Tech. So what do? You have to build off of that heading into Kansas City. I think Iowa State can. I just got out of postgame with head coach Prohm. Said that this is as good as he's felt about his team for a while. And I understand that. And listen, you can all say no moral victories and all that, and I agree. It's Hilton Coliseum. Iowa State fans expect to win here, as you should. But you also have to be realistic about where seasons go and hope for best-case scenarios and whatnot. And right now, you know, this team was absolutely dreadful for the last 3 weeks. And despite a loss, the Cyclones, I thought, improved drastically today compared to the team we've seen over the last 2 weeks. And to this Evan guy on Facebook Live right now, if you're just going to send us notes about firing the coach, please log off. It doesn't do any good right now. He's about ready to go to his third NCAA tournament in 4 years. Talk about that after the season. There was an incident after the game where a guy yelled out and interrupted the senior day ceremony because he was being negative towards the coach. No room for guys like that. No room for guys like you, Evan. And not the time or the place. Talk about that stuff after the year. You don't jump in on a senior day and do crap like that. That's not what Iowa State fans are about. Iowa State fans are better than that. And luckily that one guy doesn't represent Iowa State's fan base. I thought the crowd was amazing today. It was inspiring, actually. The team has been playing so terribly. Not only playing bad, but they have been not showing the effort that Iowa State fans expect, all of that stuff. And it's terrible out. The weather's horrible. And this place was full today. Love seeing that. It was inspiring. I think the team fed off of that. I think that the team needed to see that. You know, that people still had their back, despite how bad things that have gotten down the stretch. Basketball-wise, away from the other off-the-court stuff, you know, I need to analyze this a little more, but if I could point to one thing down the stretch that is a problem for Iowa State that has to be cleared up for the post the teams are hitting too many threes against Iowa State at a way too high of a clip. It's interesting. So I lean on my analytics friends. Kirk Collins specifically writes for us at Cyclone Fanatic about this. And most of the analytics guys will tell you that three-point shooting, for the most part, is fairly random. So from that aspect, yes, people are hitting shots against Iowa State. You tip your cap to that. But there's more to it than that. This has been going on for far too long now where teams are hitting double-digit threes against Iowa State. And they've got to find a way to clear that up somehow. And maybe Iowa State's going to get lucky a little bit. Maybe the tide is going to turn back the other way, and Iowa State will be able to – some teams are going to get cold against the Cyclones in the postseason. They're certainly deserving of that. But Tech, not a great three-point shooting team. Hits 11 today in Hilton Coliseum. A couple of those were in transition. A couple of those were probably effort. But, Jarrett Culver put on one of the best performances I think I've seen in Hilton in my years covering Iowa State today. 31 points, 4 of 8 from 3, 12 of 19 from the floor. Tech was, man, it was like straight eye of the tiger for Tech today. They were absolute nails down the stretch, and you've got to, despite how disappointed you might be in Iowa State's close to the regular season, you also have to be realistic and look at, you know, how good Tech was. And they're deserving of the Big 12 championship. If anybody other than Iowa State's going to beat Kansas to win the Big 12, I want it to be Chris Beard. I love the way he runs his program. I think that's a gritty type dude. I really appreciate him. I know him and Coach Prohm are really good friends. He has a lot of respect for Iowa State and Iowa State's fans. But so congrats to them. But, yeah, to wrap things up, I think I said most of it already. Feel better about where this team is now. I thought they could have gotten killed today. They certainly did not. They played hard. It seems like the team is rallying together here down the stretch. And we'll see if they can win some games in Kansas City. I wouldn't hold my breath, but definitely an improvement today compared to everything that happened on Saturday. Fans will be disappointed today because they lost, but the real true blue Cyclone fans, I think, will appreciate the improved effort. And it stinks that we've gotten to have the point to talk about this, but as bad as Iowa State has been down the stretch, and it's been pretty bad the last two games especially, I thought today was a definite step forward for the program, and we'll see if they can use that as momentum on Thursday. Looks like they'll be locked into that 11:30 game against Baylor on Thursday in the Big 12 tournament. I expect a huge home court advantage for the Cyclones. Thanks to Carl Chevrolet for sponsoring the Instant Reaction Podcast. Thanks to all of you for watching on Facebook Live, listening on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Jared Stansberry and I will both be in Kansas City next week for complete coverage of the Cyclones. All right, be safe out there, everybody. It's really nasty outside in Central Iowa. So long.